Senate Republicans recently failed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, and a few GOP leaders have said they're moving on to other priorities. But there's still a lot of uncertainty about the future of the nation's health care. Reno Public Radio's On Gray checks in with a Nevada health policy expert to break down how the ongoing tension in Washington is affecting our state.
John Packham joins us to talk about how Nevadans are affected by the ongoing healthcare debate. He's the director of health policy research at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine. Thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here.
In tweets and statements, President Trump has threatened to end cost-sharing reductions, or what's called CSRs. Those are the federal reimbursements to insurance companies. How crucial are those CSRs to the insurance companies?
They're crucial to them making a profit in sparsely populated areas of the state and areas in which they haven't necessarily or historically sold products to individuals. They're finding out about the health and healthcare costs of populations that, again, have largely gone uninsured. Right now, we're seeing that the stability of the individual markets, particularly in places like Nevada, that threat is an instability is quite real. But I would argue that it has more to do with the decisions and tweets and comments made by elected officials than it does now with any shortcomings of the Affordable Care Act.
There are reports that the current administration also plans to stop enforcing the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. What effect would that have?
The Affordable Care Act is kind of built on three pillars with respect to increasing insurance coverage in the individual market. The first is that health status can't be a condition for having or not having coverage, which is to say you can't be denied coverage based on health status. It also requires subsidies to make those premiums more affordable to individuals. Roughly 80% of those that have gained coverage through the individual market in Nevada have done so with some type of premium support or cost-sharing assistance from the feds. The final part is the individual mandate. Any of those three pillars are taken out, then the market becomes unstable and would lead to the purported death spiral.
Critics of Obamacare have said that it's imploding and insurers are fleeing. Here in Nevada, earlier this summer, two insurance companies pulled out of the state's health insurance marketplace. And so now we have about 8,000 residents living in the 14 counties, mainly rural ones, losing their insurance. What happened there, John?
Well, at the risk of making it too simple, they weren't making money. The problems that we are seeing with the availability of plans in rural areas of Nevada are largely emanating right now with the noise coming out of Washington. These threats of withholding payments, threats of not enforcing the individual and employer mandates are not helping matters.
As for the people who will be losing their insurance in those rural areas in Nevada, what can be done to help mitigate some of the problems associated with that?
I know that there are conversations taking place right now in Nevada among the governor's office and division of insurance with prospective carriers, as well as many of the provider groups and their representatives. I think that some of the discussion and resolution of that is going to be difficult. I think there are some options that our state's going to have to wrestle with over the next year or two. Those include blocking carriers from bidding on Medicare managed care contracts if they can't offer a plan on the individual market. Those would be kind of severe responses, but there's no easy solutions right now for policymakers.
John Packham is a Nevada healthcare policy expert. Thanks for helping us make sense of what's going on.
It's a pleasure to be here.